Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 30, 1804, day 140 of the expedition, camped below the mouth of the Cheyenne River. The camp today was again on a sandbar in present Sully County, South Dakota. It is apparent now that the Indians are having a change of attitude and are not interested in stopping the party. This is probably because they have now surmised that the men are not traders and don't have very much that they are interested in. They have also realized that the party is not seeking vengeance for the Tetons' raid on the Omaha. During the journey today, several hundred Indians came down to the shore to see the boats. These Indians were Tetons from the upper band mentioned a day or two ago. Captain Clark writes,
"The stern of the boat got fast on a log, and the boat turned and was very near filling before we got her righted, the waves being very high. The chief on board was so frightened at the motion of the boat, which in its rocking caused several loose articles to fall on the deck from the lockers. He ran off and hid himself. We landed, and he got his gun and informed us he wished to return, that all things were clear for us to go on. We would not see any more Tetons." Captain William Clark, September 30, 1804.
Captain Lewis has been compiling weather remarks in a special journal, and it is fitting to mention that the leaves of the poplars and the ash are beginning to turn yellow. The temperature recordings are as low as 42 degrees Fahrenheit and a high of 58. Tomorrow, the trader, Jean Val.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Narration by Hal Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of The Journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.